Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Few things have changed as much in the past decades as the institution of marriage. Our guest, Jonathan Rauch, is a staunch defender of marriage. He's also the author of Gay Marriage, Why It Is Good for Gays, Good for Straights, and Good for America. While others experiment with alternatives, Jonathan Rauch is perfectly content with a good old-fashioned I do. Why?
This is really not about sex or about gender. It's about coupledom. It's about the fact that the human heart needs marriage. For most people, that means someone of the opposite sex. For a small percentage of people, it means someone of the same sex. And ultimately, it's not the choice of gender that matters. It's to have and to hold, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and health, till death do you part, is what matters.
Jonathan Rauch is an advocate for everyone's right to marry if they choose to do so. In addition to his book, Gay Marriage, Mr. Rauch's previous books are about American public policy, culture, and economics. He's also a correspondent for The Atlantic Monthly, is a senior writer for the prestigious National Journal, and is writer-in-residence at the Brookings Institution. He is vice president of the Independent Gay Forum. Bill Russell and I found Mr. Rauch's defense of marriage interesting and wanted to know more, so we welcomed him to this conversation. Jonathan Rauch, I was meeting a friend for coffee not very long ago when, and I happened to be standing on a street corner, and a TV crew came up to me, and they said, "What do you think about what's going on in the legislature?" I said, "Well, I've been out of town. I don't know what's going on." They said, "Oh, this business about gays getting married." And I stood there and I looked at him in disbelief. I said, "So what's the question? Somebody objects to people getting married?" Well, he thought that I had come from the wrong planet. This notion that marriage should be objectionable, I found stunning. However, you have helped me to see that I am in a minority in this, and that the whole subject of marriage is one to be explored. How can anybody in America in the 21st century object to marriage?
Well, particularly when you remember that the big problem we have in this country isn't too many marriages, it's not too many people getting married or too many people staying married, it's too few people getting married and staying married, which is why I say to conservatives all the time, gay marriage isn't part of the problem, it's not an attack on marriage, it's part of the solution, it's part of the reinforcement of marriage.
Well, part of why I found this experience so funny was in the 60s, mothers would have given their right arms for people to want to get married.
Yes, and I look forward, Paula, to a day when mothers will tell their teenage children who are gay, you know, just grow up and get married. Like my Jewish grandmother, may her soul rest in peace, would have said, "Just get married." And I would have said, "Grandma," I was a kid, "I don't want to get married." "You should get married." That's the message to send.
The notion that marriage is so central to civilization, as you talk about it at some length in Gay Marriage, is one that I just had to stop and think about that. Your contention, your starting point is that marriage is central to civilization and that we need to be looking at marriage as an institution rather than arguing about who should get married.
Marriage is the bedrock institution of civilization. It's the ultimate civilizing force. And one of the great ironies of writing a book about gay marriage is I constantly encounter straight married people who are so used to the notion of marriage, they're like fish in water. They never think about its importance or think about it institutionally. They just go on about their business. And sometimes I find myself kind of explaining to them why this is such a special and unique institution and so worthy of privilege and of defense.
And what do you say?
Well, I say marriage is unique. It is the only promise that you'll make for life, and it is a promise not just between two people, but between the couple and their community. It's a promise to the community, and that's really special. That's what makes marriage what it is.
I thought when I started reading your book that, as is the case frequently with people who can't have something, it becomes more appealing. And in the early pages, I thought perhaps you were exaggerating the benefits, the social importance, the utility of marriage, and I give you credit. You sustain the notion long enough that you almost convinced me that that marriage really is a very, 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 very important social institution, as well as an institution or an important connection between two people. And I think particularly that social piece is the one that we tend to forget about. That this is a responsibility that we take on not only between two people, but it establishes a relationship, an important relationship with the community.
Where's your hesitation, Bill? You said almost convince you that it's very, very, et cetera, important. I'm just curious.
Well, that's a good question. I'm always equivocating just because I'm not, you know, certainty is a real challenge to me. Ask me that question
when
later.
We come back. We'll be back in a moment with Jonathan Rauch, who has written Gay Marriage, Why It Is Good for Gays, Good for Straights, and Good for America. Be with us when we return in a moment with the Paula Gordon Show.